I want to welcome. Thank you. Okay, so I'm getting the feeling that we are going to have quite a good fun time here tonight. We've got some old songs, some new songs, some in-between songs, and we're going to have a party.
I've watched a lot of basketball matches in this place. They said we've got some old ones, some new ones, and between ones. This one definitely belongs to the first category. Don't you cry.
Yeah.
Okay, so we always put that little bit on the end of Let Me Roll It, and that's a tribute to the late great Jimi Hendrix. And I tell the story that I was very lucky to know Jimmy in the 60s, and I used to hang out with him in London, where he actually launched his career from London, even though he was an American guy. So he's a lovely man, really humble, great guy. And I think one of the greatest tributes he ever paid us as a band was we had just released Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. We had just released that on the Friday, and 2 days later on the Sunday, he'd learned it, and he opened his show with it. So, you know, that was quite a weekend. The thing was, he played a fantastic version of it, and he's doing a solo in the middle of it, he's really giving it everything he's got. And he's got one of these vibrator arms, Bixby. And he's giving it everything, you know, so he's doing and, you know, it's sounding great and stuff, but we're in the audience, we've all come along to see the great guy, you know, the new guitar in town. And we knew, and he knew, that if you did that with that vibrator on, that would send your guitar wildly out of tune. It was like, no way back. So he's standing there, he's only done one number, and he's completely gone, you know. So he's trying to figure out what to do. So he looks in the audience and says, is Eric out there, man? He's looking for Eric Clapton. And Eric was out there. I mean, you know, all of those guys were out there, but Eric does not want to know. He's cringing down, he's trying to pretend he's not there, you know. But Jimmy spots him, says, oh, hey man, so will you come up here and tune this thing for me?
Oh yeah, I'm gonna feel
I'm going to play a song now that's one that I wrote for my wife Nancy. And, she my Jersey girl. This one's special for her. She's with us here tonight. This one's for you, Lance.
Thank you.
next song for Linda. Thank you.
Come on.
for the Beatles up in Liverpool, and not the Liverpool that's near here. The other one. And this was at a time when we were, the group was called the Quarrymen. We wanted to make a demo record, so we found a little studio in Liverpool, and we went along there to record our first record. And it cost £5, so there was five of us in the group at the time. It was John, George, me, Colin and Duff. So we each made £1, and the deal was that we could keep it each for a week. So John had it for a week, he gave it to George, he had it for a week, gave it to me, had it for a week, gave it to Colin, had it for a week, and gave it to Dolph, who had it for 20 years.
Oh,
to me and they say, how do you write a song? And, you know, I'd love to be able to tell them some sort of formula, but it's not like that. There's a million ways in which a song can come to you. It can be a title you like that starts you off. It can be a melody. It can be some words. Or it can be a riff. And you build the whole song around the riff. This next song you were going to play started with this riff.
Signed us to our first record contract, and
He made all our records with us. So without him, there wouldn't be no Beatle records. And we were going down for our very first professional proper recording. We're going down from Liverpool to London to Abbey Road Studios. And you know, we were just young kids, so we were, a little bit nervous. We went in the studio and it was quite sort of overpowering, you know. But we had a song called Love Me Do. And we started recording with George. And how we used to do it was like, we go, Love Me Do. John would sing, Love Me Do. The harmonica. And George, as the producer, he wanted the harmonica to come in over one. Love Me. So John couldn't sing the both things. So George turns to me. He says, Paul, would you mind secretly Love Me Do? So I was nervous, now I'm terrified. I sang that, and I, if I hear the record to this day, I can still hear the tremor in my voice. Love Me Do. But not tonight.
Yeah.
guys in the middle.
Into the night,
singing in the dead of the night. Take these hundred wings and learn to fly. All your mind, you were only waiting for this moment to rise.
I am holding back the tears no more. I suppose you could say that we were playing hard to get. We didn't understand a thing, but we could always sing. And what about the night we cried? Because there wasn't any reason left to keep it all inside. Never understood a word, but you were always there with a smile. But if I say I really loved you and was glad you came along, then you would hear today.
Never gave up with a plan.
How many people are actually from Syracuse? And how many people are not from Syracuse but from nearby? Somewhere else completely. Okay, well, on behalf of the tourist board, we welcome you. We played you the oldest recording that I was involved in, and this is the most recent. This is just from a few years ago now. And if you want to sing along, the words are going to be on the screen behind me.
Three more days to Friday. I'm trying to make it.
guys, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm playing the keyboards on that. That sounds a really hard keyboard. But using every digit available to us, our keyboardist, Paul Rich Wiggins.
Thank you.
this has been for the benefit of Mr. Kaiser.
Somewhere I'm not afraid.
you're singing right now, in the middle of this next one, we're going to stop and we're going to give you a chance. You're going to be singing on your own and you're going to be fantastic. Yeah. Are you ready for this?
Yeah. Yes, you do.
Okay, the story I like to tell, which is that we'd always been wanting to go to Russia, if for nothing else, just to sing on that song. And a few years back, we did get invited. We got invited to play a rock and roll show in Red Square, in the center of Moscow. And we were actually the first rock and roll band to play in Red Square. So it was a great night, and you know, the whole scenery, the Kremlin, the crowd. We had a great time, they had a great time too. So the interesting things about it though, for us, was the backstage. There were a lot of people we didn't normally have there, a lot of members of the Russian government who were in there. Because, you know, it's the Kremlin, it's Red Square, and I think it was the Free Vodka as well. But they're all backstage, and one of my guys says to me, he said, see that little guy there? He said, he's the defense minister of the whole of Russia. I go, whoa, that's a big job, you know. And so he comes up to me, this is Paul. First record I ever bought was Love Me Do. And this other guy, a taller guy, comes up, and he's from the government as well. He comes up to me and says, we learned to speak English from listening to Beatles records. Up to me, looks me right in the eye, and he says, hello, goodbye.
Speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
sound so good in Syracuse.
Sorry, but it's time.
people up from the audience just for a laugh. And I believe we got somebody here tonight. So, who have we got? Brian?
Hey, yeah! Pick me, Paul! I love you, John,
what are the signs?
Hey!
Come on, don't be shy. See? You didn't think you'd get up here, did you? What's your name?
Jessie.
What's your name?
Jessie.
Jessie. Now, what were you telling me? So you were, where were you last month?
Last month I was in the hospital for a month.
Were you?
I was.
Oh.
I took your picture. I have a picture of you waving at me from 2 years ago. And I brought it with me and it sat in my windowsill for a whole month. And every month I got out of bed.
Yeah.
on this note, you've had as good a time tonight as we have. You've got a beautiful audience, we love it, thank you very much. Okay, but there does come a time when we've got to go home. It's just about the same time as when you've got to go home. So, to bring you a big show like this, we've got some great people we want to thank. We want to thank Barrow and his crew, Outspoken on the sound, Wally on the lights, Paulie on the video screens. We've got all the guys and girls who look after all the equipment, the drums, the piano, the guitars, the amps and that. We've got so many people, there's really too many. We've got Shaky, we've got Robbie and his crew, we've got Springo, Scotty, so many of them. But let's hear it from the best crew on the planet. And let me thank this fantastic band of mine.
See you.
we'll see you next time, alright?